The Canadian Pork Council says support announced last week by Ottawa for livestock producers falls short of what's needed to carry them through possibly their worst crisis ever. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Canadian pork and beef producers have been calling for improved safety nets and a short-term loan program to help them survive until markets improve. Last week, Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritz announced plans to accelerate payments under Case 2006, AgriStability 2007, AgriInvest, and the Kickstart program, and changes to make it easier to access loans under the Advance Payments program. Canadian Pork Council President Claire Schlegel says, at this point, it appears the announcement is simply an enhancement of existing programs with no new money.
Well, the situation is dire. It's in 28 years of farming, I'm not sure I've seen another situation quite like this. And we all remember 1998 when prices were extremely low. So that would be perhaps the second worst situation. But this time it's not only a financial crisis, but a crisis of confidence of being able to compete. And that's really a result of things happening to us that are beyond our control, and one could even argue that it's government responsibility areas. The one is the large macro area of currency and the huge fluctuation there, which is has to do with how the world is organized, and we certainly think that's not an individual producer responsibility, but a government responsibility. And the second one also is the whole ethanol policy area. We do believe grain producers deserve the price that grain is at now. We need them to be good suppliers, but we do believe that eventually pork will move up worldwide to respond to those higher feed prices, and we need some support to get from where we are until that happens.
Schlegel says while changes to the advance payments program are appreciated, the program is still being developed, it's not available in all provinces, and in many cases it simply replaces credit already available to livestock producers. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.